The Army joins a growing list of agencies frustrated with how long it can take to acquire critical items. So it's setting up what it calls a Rapid Capabilities Office, similar to those found in the Air Force and at DoD headquarters. Army Secretary Eric Fanning says he hopes the new service will quicken the acquisition cycle for important domains like electronic warfare and cybersecurity. One question now is whether Congress will agree to fund that new office. We get more now from Federal News Radio, Scott Mossioni.
The Army wants to speed up how it's delivering capabilities to its soldiers. And to do that, it's taking a page from the Air Force and the Defense Department by setting up a Rapid Capabilities Office. The office is a means to circumvent the bulky military acquisition cycle and quicken the buying pace for areas in need. Those areas include electronic warfare, cyber, positioning, navigation and timing, and survivability. The Army's hoping to use the office as a means to maintain its technological superiority. Army Secretary Eric Fanning says the Army will also use the office to look across the whole service to see how it can inform future programs of record. Here's Fanning during a Bloomberg event in Washington.
A goal of the Rapid Capabilities Office is to prioritize cross-domain and integrated solutions. It will put these solutions in front of senior leaders, enabling us to provide necessary pressure at the start of the process to drive innovation, continuous improvement, and iteration. The office will have a short chain of command to make it more agile and responsive in meeting operational demands. This will include a board of directors that I will chair, where all decision-making authority, including tailoring acquisitions, testing and fielding, as well as executing contracts, will rest.
The board of directors will be filled out by Army Acquisition Chief Katrina McFarlane and Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley. The board plans to meet within the next 30 days and is shooting for a mid-September for its first meeting. It hopes to have a list of specific capabilities for programs it wants to work on by the end of the year. Fanning made it clear that the office will not work on programs, but rather deliver capabilities.
The Rapid Capabilities Office is focused on what it says, capabilities. We're not embarking on creating new systems or new platforms. We're not focused, for example, on building a new helicopter. But we would turn to this office if some capability on an existing helicopter is no longer sufficient, or if some capability of a future helicopter needs to be iteratively fielded because we need it operationalized faster than the complete platform. We also mean it when we say rapid. We're not aiming for the perfect solution that will field to the entire Army 15 or 20 years down the line. We have great programs already working to do that. This office is focused on closing capability gaps where we know there are technologies out there today that can make a difference, inside the Army or out. It will be a direct pipeline that our commanders can access quickly to meet a real demand. It will allow us to evolve existing and new technologies at a pace that keeps it relevant to today's and tomorrow's conflicts.
Fanning says the office hopes to deliver capabilities within the 1 to 5 year time frame. The Army has tapped Douglas Wiltsey to head the capabilities office. Wiltsey formerly served as the Director of System of Systems Engineering for the Army. Major General Walter Pyatt is in charge of the office's operations. The Army's already getting praise from Congress on its latest creation. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mac Thornberry called the office an important step in simplifying and reforming the acquisition process. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain also threw in his 2 cents. McCain says he hopes the new office will be empowered at the highest levels of the Army with a direct link to the commanders that will expedite the critical capabilities that help soldiers meet current and future threats. The Army will need Congress's help in solidifying the office, too. It's going to have to work in conjunction with the Air Force's Rapid Capability Office and DoD's Strategic Capabilities Office, or SCO. Plus, it needs funding from Congress. Here's McFarlane on that dynamic.
I think it's important to state that the Army has a long relationship with the SCO since its inception. In fact, about 40% of Will's activities in terms of the spend are actually focused on Army outcomes. And we've had a great deal, and I see Will very regularly in my office, and we have our Army people actually embedded in support of him right now inside of his activities. I like to think of his money as my money. But we will make sure that what the work is that's going on in the SCO actually works and transitions into Army as it progresses. We're very excited about that. And the RCO is going to have a very tight relationship with the SCO. In terms of money, as you know, we're standing this up. We've asked for some flexibility on how and what type of money we can access to support this. It'll determine when we communicate over the next few months how much money would be necessary. The thing that has to be understood in terms of RAPID and capabilities is we need to have flexibility in defining how that money is used, and we should be able to be accountable for that at the same time.
McFarland went on to say that the 2017 budget for the office will be under $100 million. Wiltsie further clarified McFarland's remarks after the event.
We've been over to engage with the authorizers. We're going to engage with the appropriators. There's a discussion that has to go on because the budget for 17 is already over there, and there needs to be some adjustments. And so she's leaving the flexibility into those conversations. Clearly, dollars dictate velocity to an extent. No question about it. And so the Army has to build in the budget process and in the programming process a line. There's been discussions about top level numbers, and that's going to work its way through. We have ways to pay for 17. We need to work with the Congress to make sure that gets aligned, and then in 18 and beyond we will put this into the normal process. The idea, though, is to create a fund very similar to the way the Strategic Capabilities Office, the way the Air Force works, where there's dollars that are available. There are both RDT&E and procurement, and maybe some operational and maintenance money. The idea is to give us some flexibility that we'll tell them as we go into the budget, this is what we think we're going to use it for. Based on what's happening in the world or based on what emerging technologies are available.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Read more and share this story with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.